Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks again for tuning in to this week's edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach, and your Franchising 101 host. Today, we have a kind of a compilation of a few questions that have been submitted from, you know, our amazing listeners and followers. So thank you for doing those, and thanks for sending them in. Again, the more you guys can come up with some ideas like that, the less I have to think of anything on my own. So keep it up. So what we're going to talk about today is the role of a franchise owner, kind of that owner role. What can that look like? What does it have to, are there any have to's? Are there any things you must have this skill? Or what if you're not good at or not don't want to do a certain thing? Does that hinder you or keep you from being a franchise owner? How do we figure that out? So that's kind of what we're going to talk about a little bit today. So first, of course, quick recap, who we are. And Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with well over 600 franchises spanning nearly 70 different industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And the goal of the Franchising 101 podcast is to educate you on all aspects of franchise ownership. So that's, again, kind of that recap. But the educating you on all aspects of franchise ownership, let's go with you, the franchise owner. What are you going to do? What do you have to do? How do we figure that out? So when we are working with our clients, kind of just a little recap on our process. First call we have with folks is just a little introductory, 15, 20 minutes. Why are we on the phone? How do we connect? We'll get you thinking about this, a little background stuff. And we're going to kind of walk you through what we're going to do from there, which is build out your ideal business model. We got a little profile we'll have you fill out, but our second call is really an hour. And no pressure, but that hour-long second call is the most important thing we're going to talk about. And we're going to run you through a whole slew of questions. I'm going to just pummel you basically with things. And I always say kind of jokingly, like, you know, hey, we're going to figure out what you want to be when you grow up. And part of this for especially folks coming out of the corporate world that have been doing that their whole life, there is very definitely a paradigm shift with this. And there is a phrase we use often, and we call it the get out of bed test. And this is the most vital, critical, key, whatever cool word we want there, a piece of finding the best franchise for you to own. In fact, one of our very first podcast episodes we did like 2 years ago was on the topic, the get out of bed test. It is something that comes up all the time with our clients, both at the beginning, but certainly as we get farther along vetting the franchises, because there is so much information that's going to come along during that 6 to 8 week journey, it's really easy to get caught in the weeds on a whole variety of different things. But what really matters is you as the owner and what you're doing, right? So think of this owner role as there is, and I kind of teased this at the beginning, like, hey, are there any things that you have to be good at? Or, you know, what if you're not good at or you don't want to do certain things? Does that hinder you in becoming a franchise owner, whether it's lack of experience or lack of desire to do something? The short answer is no, it does not hinder you. We're going to build out what you're good at, what you want to do, and we're going to be able to find it. We work with too many different franchises. There's too many different options. There will be something out there for you, right? So some of the things that we kind of think about, like the most basic level is this your full-time gig? Are you jumping into this full-time, or are you keeping a job or another business opportunity when this is going to be part-time, or the industry term is semi-absentee? And we've done a couple podcasts just on semi-absentee, but very, you know, 10, 15 hours a week managing a manager. I'm not going to go too deep into that because we've discussed that on other episodes. We're going to look at this. This is your full-time thing as an owner. So do we care about what you've done in the past? Sort of. Right? This is not a job interview, right? We're not focused on what are all the things on your, all the bullet points on your resume, right? So, because let's be honest, you probably made up half that crap anyway, or embellished the heck out of it. So We're not worried about that. We're not worried about what's on your LinkedIn profile, right? We're worried about you. And again, what are you good at? What do you want to do? So things like sales, right? So for some people, sales is a four-letter word. I know it has five, but it's the, you know, the bad word, right? Like, ugh, sales, I couldn't possibly do that. Or I don't want to be a salesperson. I'm not any good at it. Probably because you haven't done it before, and probably because you have a different version of what sales is, right? So, but for some people, it's something they want to be involved with. They want to interact with the customer, right? Doesn't have to be salesy to have interaction with the customer. But there are some subtle nuances within that. It's one thing to work with the customer, right? Oh, I love people, getting out and talk to people. Awesome. Can you ask for money? But can you ask for money? If you are coming to my house, and again, anytime we use examples, they're just examples, not suggestions of like, oh my gosh, this is the perfect thing. Can you come to my house and as a service provider for, you're going to clean my house, right? Can you ask me for money? It is going to cost this amount of money. Some people just, they don't like asking for it. I'm one, I'm terrible at it. I hate it. Can you negotiate a price, or would you prefer a constant fixed price? Our hamburger is $5 today. It's $5 tomorrow. It's $5 the next day, right? Or you're going to come in and you're going to do this entire, you're going to remodel my kitchen. Well, there's some variables with that. We're going to negotiate. We're going to add something here, add something there, whatever that looks like. Do you want your business to be focused on price? Do you want to be like, hey, we always are the lowest price in town? Walmart, right? And obviously that's not a franchise, but a McDonald's, right? Nobody goes to McDonald's because I'm like, oh my God, that's the best freaking cheeseburger, right? It's cheap, it's convenient, right? You want something high quality, you're going somewhere else and you're going to pay more. So do you like that kind of, I want to be that low price leader? Do I want something that, hey, I want more quality, right? So our customers know they're going to pay a little bit more for that product, service, that customer experience, right? Which side of the fence do you sit on with that? Do you want to see your customers all the time? Do you want regular repeat customers? You want to come clean my house every single week? Or do you want to do the remodel for my kitchen once and be done, right? What's that look like, right? All of those things, again, are in almost every case, they're not on your resume. They're not on your LinkedIn profile. It may be something you've done or didn't even realize you've done in the past, or things that you knew you had to think about. But if you can't, you don't want to negotiate, or you can't ask for money, but we got to look at a thing that keeps you out of that position as an owner, right? If you love doing that, that's awesome. Let's get you out there and talk to people, right? There's no wrong answer with these things, but they're things that we need to understand, right? It's also okay. There are some of these things that we're going to talk about that people may not know for sure. It's not uncommon on that second call as we build this out, and even as we start vetting franchises, that we're trying to discover this. Can you ask for money? I don't know. Like I've never thought about it. I've never had to do it. So I don't know if I can or if I would want to. Well, let's look at a franchise maybe where you need to be in that position, but let's look at something where you don't. That compare and contrast will help us on those things that we're not sure of. But ultimately it will be a key differentiator for somebody that wants to be involved with customer interaction, okay? Hey everyone, I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more. What are some other things as an owner can you be the face of the business? Can you get out and connect in the community? That doesn't mean cold calling, but can you build referral sources with, you know, again, I'm going to stick with my home service stuff, right? Hey, we remodel kitchens, right? Well, I'm going to connect with other home service owners, maybe the ones that are, you know, cleaning the house, maybe whatever the other things that they're doing. I'm going to connect with realtors, property managers, builders, things of that nature, right? Chamber, BNIs. Sometimes it's just as simple as pride of ownership and wearing something that has your logo on it. We can bust that out there right there. We got a little Franchising 101 podcast rolling today. Things like that, that pride of ownership, where you will be absolutely amazed at how many times wearing a polo, a parka, a hat, whatever, that has the name of your business on it, how many times somebody will strike up a conversation with you just because you wear a shirt with the name of the business on it, right? Can you have that conversation? Some people love it. Some people are like, I can do it a little bit. Some people are like, I don't want any part of it. But we need to understand that. What about your marketing background and skill set? Are you somebody that can be very creative with marketing plans and campaigns and different way, creative ways to get in front of customers or to bring back our existing customers? Or you're like, I got no clue on that, but if you give me a proven plan, I can implement it and execute it. Okay, we need to know that. Are you an operational brained person? Do you like making sure the trains are running on time? We're managing projects, any sort of thing like that. Like, again, making sure people are in the right spot. Are you more inclined to do that? Do you like that? Great. If not, and you're like, that's not really my thing, doesn't mean we can't look at a business that's going to have, like, and most business, let's be honest, most businesses are going to have something like that where we've got people, places, or people going to different places, or people are coming in and we've got to manage the, you know, the inventory, our staff, whatever that might be. If you're great at it, we probably want to get you great at it and want to do it. Always remember, like, those are two different things, right? I've been great at something, may not want to do it anymore. I've always wanted to do something, but never had an opportunity. We can take a look at that, right? But if you really enjoy the operational piece, more so than that customer interaction, well, then we need to look at this. If you're not good, you want to go talk to people, then we know from a staff perspective, we need to look at finding somebody to kind of like office manager, project manager, those type of things, right? Are you good with money? It's crazy. It sounds some business owners don't have the foggiest freaking idea what's going on their P&L. I don't recommend that, right? But it does happen. Others are going to get in the weeds on it. I don't know that I recommend that either, but how good are you at it? Can you do it? Is there somebody else that we need to hire within the business? Is it something within the franchise system that maybe they help take some of that off of your plate, right? And then staff, right? Is it just you? Do we have a manager that you're managing them and then they're managing everybody else? Are you good around salespeople? Are you good around skilled labor, unskilled labor? Skilled and unskilled is always unique because can you manage skilled labor? Can you manage somebody doing something you can't or shouldn't do? You own a great clips. If you are not a licensed cosmetologist, don't cut my hair. Well, not mine, bad example. Anybody else's with hair, right? It's not your job. It's not your job to train that stylist who's doing that. So can you manage that? Or an electrician, a plumber, things like that. Some people just, they can't or they don't want to. Others love that. No, good. They already know what they're doing. Let me get them in place and let them roll. Unskilled, right? Now you're going to be the one, you and your business, you're going to teach your staff what to do. Wash the window, flip the burgers, whatever, right? Not to mention any combination of those we can have, right? Those are the things when we think about what you're doing, that get out of bed test for you. If you think about a lot of that, it has to do with people. And did you notice none of those things had to do with industry. And if you have been in the corporate world for any length of time and nothing but, there's a good chance you've been in the same industry the whole time. You're stuck, you're pigeonholed. That's not fair. But it gets beat into our head that's what we're all about, but it's not. Do we talk about industries? We map all this out to figure out the best plan for you. Of course we do, but these are the things that really matter, right? And so I was gonna say, as you think about this, as an owner, finding the best role for you, finding the best franchise for you. At the end of the day, it is all about the beginning of the day. You're the one that's got to get your butt out of bed to go run your business, right? So what are you doing? What kind of people are you around? Customers, what are they? How do we find them? How are we communicating with them? Is it you that's communicating with them? The staff, what kind we have, how do we build from there? The core values of the business, things you can have your pride of ownership in, how we're connecting and communicating and being known in the community. That's the core deep down in our like our gut level of who we are and what we're all about, right? And the other piece of that, I don't want to go too deep into this right now. In fact, this might be a great podcast episode. But how do those core values of you as the owner translate when we start talking to the franchise? Because franchises have their own personalities, culture, training style, all the different things, no different than like, I mean, any business, any family, right? It's almost like a big family from that standpoint. They all have their own special vibe, and how you're going to connect with those people, the comfort level you're going to have is key. So understanding who you are really at your core, and again, not the industry, not the resume bullet points, what the heck do you want to do every single day? But that's the key. Those are some of the things that we talk about as we work through this to figure out exactly what is your get out of bed test. What is your best owner role and scenario? Because if we go back to the beginning of this, are there any specific skills, traits, whatever that you need as an owner? Skill sets, not necessarily really anything, right? Again, we can build it out. But the absolute number one thing every franchise is looking for, and this kind of is a skill because not everybody can do it, is will you follow a proven plan? If not, don't call us, right? You don't need to be a franchise owner, right? Have a little self-awareness of like, nope, I'm not following anybody else's thing. I'm creating my own thing. Awesome. Good luck. Turn it into a franchise. Call me. We'll help you, right? If you can follow a plan, success as a franchise owner is really simple. You are the X factor as the owner. Follow the plan, put forth the required effort. It's really that simple. The trick is finding the best franchise for you to own, which is why we are here, like that segue, right? That's what we're here to help you with, because finding is not like anything else that you've gone to find in your life in the past. You've got to completely rewire your brain as to what's truly important, and then be open to go on a lengthy and fun journey along the way. So, I hope that kind of helps understand. There's nothing necessarily specific, follow the plan. Beyond that, there's nothing specific you have to be able to do. What you have to be able to do is understand what you want to do, what you're good at, but what you want to do every single day. Because again, without that get out of bed test, if you can't nail that stuff, your success is going to be diminished. Right? You're not going to hit your goals, your scalability, all of those things it's really going to be a struggle. You got to be ready to bounce your little happy ass out of bed every day and go run your business. That's the get out of bed test. That's what's important to us as a franchise owner. And that is a sampling of the things that we're going to walk you through to understand. And then really into that discovery process, which is a whole other conversation of how all of those things will come up, how we'll start to continue to learn and adjust that picture as we go along until we ultimately find that, aha, this is the one. So that is owner role. So thanks as always for all of you folks tuning in, listening, watching, whatever. And for all the ones that have sent in stuff like really, I've got another one. I think next week I got another one of these from all you guys reaching out. So thanks for that. And then of course, you know, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast. You have some interest in exploring this. Let's connect. Let's build this out. It's never any fee for our service. Find us online, francoach.net, franchising101podcast.net. Send us a message. Let's get that first call set up. Let's take that, again, that initial step towards creating your better tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Thanks for listening to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.